WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Working on the question about heat islands, I ran across the name of Luke Howard, who first described the effect in 1820. Howard was a British manufacturing chemist and amateur meteorologist with broad interests in science. His lasting contribution to science is a nomenclature system for clouds, which he proposed in an 1802 presentation. Howard has been called the father of meteorology because of his comprehensive recordings of weather in the London area from 1801 to 1841 and his writings, which transformed the science of meteorology. In his late 20s, he wrote the Essay on the Modification of Clouds, which was published in 1803. He named the three principal categories of clouds, cumulus, stratus, and cirrus, as well as a series of intermediate and compound modifications, such as cirrostratus and stratocumulus, in order to accommodate the transitions occurring between the forms. And he identified the importance of clouds in meteorology. Howard was not the first to attempt a classification of clouds. Jean-Baptiste Lamarck had earlier proposed a list of descriptive terms in French, but the success of Howard's system was due to his use of universal Latin as well as to his emphasis on the mutability of clouds. By applying Linnaean principles of natural history classification to phenomena as short-lived as clouds, Howard arrived at an elegant solution to the problem of naming transitional forms in nature. In addition to his work on clouds, Howard contributed numerous papers on other meteorological topics, but with less success. He was also a pioneer in urban climate studies, publishing The Climate of London in 1820, which contained continuous daily observations of wind direction, atmospheric pressure, maximum temperature, and rainfall. Howard's cloud classification had a major influence on the arts as well as on science. Howard corresponded with Goethe, who wrote a series of poems in gratitude to him. Howard also inspired Shelley's poem, The Cloud. Howard was elected a fellow of the Royal Society in 1821. He was a Quaker, later converting to the Plymouth Brethren, and a pharmacist by profession. He was born and lived in London, although he spent the years 1824 to 1852 in Acworth, Yorkshire. He died in 1864 at the age of 91. Luke Howard, another pioneering name in the field of meteorology. If you have a question about a weather term, send it to question@weatherbrains.com.